Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and thank you, dear friends, for joining us here on Reading the Word as we begin a brand new course of study. Let's open our Bibles and study together. My name is Justin Reed, and if you want to share this program with someone you know or love, we would love for you to do that. You can do that anytime online, readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G. readingtheword.net. This is program 108, simply titled The Keeping Power of God. We're going to spend the entirety of the time set before us today in Psalm 34. Psalm 34. I would encourage you to grab your copy of the Old Testament and read along with me. In fact, the easy way to find the book of Psalms is just to lay your Bible on its spine and find about the middle. And there's a good chance you're going to wind up in Psalms because the middle of the Bible is in Psalms, right around Psalm 117, 118, 119. Psalm 34. What I want us to do is read this psalm in its entirety, and then we will pause and then come back and look at the keeping power of God. Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man crieth, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. As we look at the Psalms, and that concludes Psalm 34, by the way, reading from the King James translation, we need to remind ourselves that each psalm is its own independent body of work. Psalm 34 does not necessarily come after the events of Psalm 33. It does not lead you into the events, necessarily, of Psalm 35, much like chapters in a book, right? Chapter 3 logically picks up where chapter 2 ends. The book of Psalms is not that way. There are 150 independent writings all categorized for us together. What I want us to do is we're going to take our break a few minutes early, and I hope you'll stick around on the other side. I found 5 things that the Lord does when we talk about the keeping power of God, and we'll look at it when we come back here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and dear friends, thank you for joining us here on the other side of the break, or if you're just now tuning us in. My name is Justin Reed. This is Reading the Word. We're looking at Psalm 34. talking about the keeping power of God. And if you want to share this again or study it again, I should say, you can do that anytime online at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says radio program. This is number 108. We've read Psalm 34 now. Let's look at the keeping power of God. Number one, the Lord, verse 17, the Lord hears the prayerful. Verse 17, the psalmist says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and he delivereth them out of all their troubles. Oh, what a glorious thought it is to know that when I am living faithfully unto the Lord, I can cry out to him, and he hears my prayers. It's nice when we're having a conversation with anyone, if we're being honest, and that one person that I'm talking to, they're listening to what I'm saying. It's even more important when I'm communing with my Father through prayer, my Heavenly Father, that is. He hears the prayerful, but only if we're doing His will. Plain and simple, got to do what He said. But notice here in verse 17, He heareth, E-T-H, that denotes a continual action. And he delivereth them out of all their troubles. I love the word all. All is all encompassing. It means everything. See, the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and delivers out of all their troubles. Now, he's not just going to pluck us up with a pair of tweezers and get us out of a sticky situation, but he delivers us from the ultimate problem of sin by sending his son, John 3:16, to die upon the cross, that through obedience to him I can have my sins forgiven. Number one, we talk about the keeping power of God, the Lord. He hears the prayerful. Number two, verse 18 of Psalm 34, he saves those that are contrite. Notice, the Lord is nigh or near unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Literally in Hebrew, contrite of spirit. What does it mean to be contrite? It means to be ashamed, to be guilty of. So the Lord is near to them that are of a broken heart. How many times when our hearts are broken have we got on our knees and prayed to the Father above over the loss of a loved one, over anger at sin? And we pray to God and our hearts are broken and He mends them. He's near. He wants to be there for you to, if it, as it were, put His arm around your shoulder and say, I understand, and I'm here for you. But keep going. He saves such that are of a contrite spirit. He doesn't save those who are not ashamed of their sins. You know, I see people in the world, and I feel bad for them. They go out and sin even in a very public manner, and they're not ashamed. I'm reminded of the Old Testament where God said there the problem is your people don't even blush when they have sinned. And when they've been pointed out they've sinned, they're not even upset. They just go on with their, well, this is just a normal Tuesday or whatever the case may be. No, see, the Lord saves those that are of a contrite spirit, have the right mindset, submitting to Him. Let's continue on. Number three, when we talk about the keeping power of God, we see that God delivers the righteous. Look at Psalm 34 and verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all of them, or of them all, as it reads. There's that word all again. Did you notice that? The Lord delivers out of them all. We are delivered. As we've mentioned before, the ultimate deliverance is that from sin. But you know what? If I'm reading God's Word and I'm living the way that He has commanded for me to live, that's a good way for me to stay out of trouble. And in that, I could be kept from something unrighteous. I could be kept out of a situation that I don't need to wind up in, that I don't need to answer for, that they're doing things that I don't need to be involved in. He saves those. He saved. Now, notice that first part of that verse, though. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You know, Peter says in 1 Peter 4:16, if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Nowhere in the pages of Scripture, dear friends, does it say the life of a Christian is a rose garden, a walk in the park on a nice Sunday afternoon with a nice spring breeze. It does not say that, because that is simply not true. The life of the Christian is filled with many difficulties. Living in a world that's imperfect, with imperfect people, being imperfect yourself, that will create many difficulties. But yet, out of all the difficulties, God delivers out of them all. Number four, as we look at the keeping power of God, look at verse 20 of Psalm 34. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Number four, the Lord keepeth the strengthless. He keeps those who don't have the strength that they need. He's talking about keeping protected, keeping safe there in verse number 20. Not a single bone is broken. Now, thanks to modern medicine, a broken bone, I should say, is not as difficult for us today as it was for people in Bible times. But you think about it, if a horse breaks his leg, what do we have to do sometimes? We have to shoot him. It's broken and it's healed in such a way that he can never use it again. It will cause him difficulty and pain. Today we go to the doctor, sometimes even have our bones broken on purpose because there's something's not right. They need to be aligned. It's a painful process. Well, here in Psalm 34, the Lord keeps all the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. He gives strength. How many times do we go to God's Word when we're low and we come away from it with strength? How many times do we go to a Wednesday night Bible study just feeling depleted and wiped from the week and we leave strong and courageous? Yet we can fight the battle. We see he keeps the strengthless. But notice here, finally, number 5, from verse 22 of Psalm 34, the Lord redeems the obedient. The Lord, verse 22, redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The Lord redeems. The idea of redemption means to buy something back. See, we are bought back from sin. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross was what paid my pardon, as we sing in the hymn, that is only activated when I'm obedient to him, hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, remaining faithful. We see the Lord redeems the obedient, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Back up, verse 21, he says, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate, or shall be guilty, if you will. So you see a great contrast here. Those that hate righteous will be desolate, but none of them, verse 22, that trust in the Lord shall be desolate, shall be left alone, left without God. See, God redeems the obedient. He paid a debt he did not owe. And I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I may never pay. That's the song, He Paid a Debt, by the way. We see we have been redeemed. What does the Lord do? As we talk about the keeping power of God, Psalm 34. Number one, the Lord hears the prayerful, verse 17. Number two, He saves the contrite, verse 18. Number three, He delivers the righteous, verse 19. Number four, He keeps the strengthless, verse 20. And number five, He redeems the obedient. Well, I don't need any further proof that I need to be obedient then, friends. And I encourage you to be obedient as well. We appreciate you being with us for this allotted time of study. We look forward to it, Lord willing, next time. Same time, same place, as always. If you want to study this again or send it to someone else, you can do that online anytime at readingtheword.net. READING, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says radio program and scroll down. They're listed by air date. And program number, and this is program 108, The Keeping Power of God. You can stream it online or download it however you need to. It's all on the website, and I appreciate you doing so. Thank you for studying along. Lord willing, next week, as I said, we'll begin a brand new topic of study. Until then, may the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.